Yes, I would just like to begin by expressing my deepest thanks to Sheikh Llewellyn and to the Golden Sufi Center for all of their gracious efforts in organizing this unique conference. It's a great pleasure and privilege to be here with you. When I heard the theme for the conference, the Song of the Heart, I thought of a work that has become very close to my heart and which I think of as a song of the heart, a song of love. It is actually a collection of songs of love. It is a collection that was made by a Chishti saint of the 14th century who lived in India named Hazrat Sayyid Muhammad Husseini Gisu Daraz. His name, Gisu Daraz, means the long-haired one. And he identified with the Mazhabi Ishq, the path of love, the school of the heart. And this is a tradition that is deeply embedded in the transmission of Sufism, a tradition that transcends the confessional boundaries of religions, and that is concerned exclusively with the relationship between the lover and the beloved. And what this great saint, Gisu Daraz, has done is to collect some of the most beautiful poetry composed by saints who lived in the centuries preceding him, all on the theme of love, including Hazrat Maulana Rumi, Hazrat Saadi Shirazi, Hazrat Amir Khusro, Hazrat Jami, all of these great Sufi poets. He collected their verses and organized them according to the teachings of the path of love. And he titled this work Wujud al-Ashiqeen, Lover's Being. And so it seemed appropriate and auspicious to open this conference with you, sharing a selection of these poems and the comments of Sayyid Muhammad Husseini Gisu Daraz on the theme of love. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allah khalaqa Adam ala suratihi. God created Adam upon his own form. So behold, you yourself are the wellspring of subsistence. You have become love, the absolute essence of determined being. Other than you, no one exists in all totality, for you have passed from self to self, scattering before you all duality and separation. No one but God possesses being. The same one stands alone in every place. Since you will come tomorrow formless, any form will suit you, any face. Yes, any face beautiful enough to be a link to you, for whom heaven and hell are one same place. Outside the outer door, you gave your affirmative no. Now annihilate yourself and be worthy of our intimacy. From inside and outside, his splendor radiates, till I, like a shadow, become all transparency. Heart's eyes open, the beloved sees only himself. And when bubble's eye opens, it perceives only sea. Nothing but conflagration, nothing but annihilation remains in love's station of myself no memory. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم موتوا قبل أن تموتوا. As the blessed prophet put it, die before you die. Indeed, when you die prior to your hour of expiration, you die from heaven and earth at once in exaltation. Just as salt dissolves in water till no trace of it remains. My eyes chanced on you, and my being was erased. Just as anything that falls into a salt mine becomes salt. Jami, renounce your heraldic pretensions, you slave of love, for on this path your pedigree is lame and halt. Turn away from the altars of all 72 sects. Toward him, Jami, for the lover's religion is no religion. And if the pious knew of the wine reservoir of the clever rogues, they'd renounce faith and choose the drunkard's way with firm decision. To proceed. Know, my love, that person and planet are all just love. Ancient love, beginningless, endless, and uncreated. World is but the form of friend. If you ponder, all is he. Hidden in this human figure, I have shown for you to see. Indications clear as clear can be. Don't disclose it to another. Silence, brother, then go happily and free. The ocean absorbs all impurities. It has no bottom depth and no shore, so that one can say of it only, Hiya, Hiya, she is she. And if anyone demands how I dare use a feminine pronoun for God, I'll answer that in the night ascension, the divine epiphanies of the glorious and high, that appeared to our prince, peace and blessings, were also of feminine form. Having grasped the meaning of epiphany, we must proceed to an explanation of that within which you subsist, my dear companion, and of its proper locus. For subsistence cannot exist outside passional attraction, muhabbat, which is also called love. Herein is subsistence, such that whomsoever you love or turn toward is also yourself. As the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, confessed, on the night of ascent I saw my Lord in the most beautiful of forms, a beardless and hyacinthine locked youth whose two plaits were curled. This seeing of God took place within Muhammad himself. O you like a book all unaware of what you mean. On your pages, prophetic verses appear exposed. For God is in you, and you are in his signs. All unconscious as a mirror that reflects a rose. Kama kala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa fi anfusikum wa la tabsirun. And God exalted hath said, and in yourself do you not see it? Meaning, his holiness is in you as essence, but you fail to perceive it. Another witness, I saw nothing but with it, God in it. In everything I see, you have a place. How many visages you wear? On every side, stirring desire, eternal restlessness of love, your face. Hence he alone is the eternal observer. O God, since you comprise both grief and happiness, why have you ordained this sore desire between us? You are both Layla and Majnun, both Shirin and Farhad, etc. But although there's but one lamp in the house, wherever I look, by its love rays I see a different congregation. Why is there orthodoxy and heresy at all, I wonder, since Kaaba and temple are lit by that one same lamp? And as long as Kaaba exists in this world, so will temple. The same radiance striking both these houses of blackness, one sun shining on a glass mosaic of infinite panes, and thereby rendering each color alike, pure and clear, all one light, only the colors differ. And out of that difference arises all talk of that and that. Listen, poor beggar. God is the lover of God. And all the spinning globe a mirror of itself. He the spectacle. He the spectator. He the beloved. Love. And lover. Love is the eye and appears from within the eye. And what of your own eye? That primordial egg from which all has hatched? Owner of your flesh and very being? As Khwaja Abdullah Ansari says in his Munajat, Intimate Prayers, O God, limited to myself alone, how can I enjoy what I see with my eyes? Cast your glance upon them, and of that glance I will make a paradise. This egg, know it to be eternal and perpetual. Behold your being, emanate, create splendor. A master has declared, my eye sees only the friend, for the friend is a sound optician. Since he became himself the eye and suffers no problem of dual vision. You are either in my eye or else I'll make them flood a river Jehun. either in my breast or else blood. Someone asked a question of that countenance. O perfect one, what is the truth or falsehood? He grabbed the fellow's ear, how rude, saying, this is false. The eye alone attains true certitude. My love, I sought you here, there, everywhere, but in myself. But then I saw that you were me. And so I blushed to be so unaware as not to see. My sweet, know too that the light of reality is wind or spiritus, for as they say, Ruh rakib ala rih, spirit rides the wind, breath mingled like butter in milk. Adam was the glass and spirit the wine. Body was flute and within it a cry. Adam was the showman's tent or pavilion of clay, and you were the magic lantern that lit its interior sky. Servant and God, a kind of buttermilk, it seems, since the body is sweet as milk and you are its cream. Thou seest it not, but reality is breath, is spirit, is light, and Allahu Nur Samawati wal Ard, God is the light of heavens and earth. Although spirit is called light only by way of illusion, for in sooth it has no name or sign. All the road signs here have been erased, so your beauty will see beauty in all it sees. Adam's clay was dust until this breath raised it. Why look at outward form? He is pure breeze. Know, my dear, that this ancient breath, which is to say the spirit, is called wind, is called God and prophet, darkness and light, Gabriel and Michael, Seraphiel and Azrael, heaven and hell, jinn and human, beast and bird, infidelity and faith, piety and worldliness, and is called the Kaaba and the idol house. Turn toward Kaaba, or if you like, face temple. And since all paths and guides are one, don't bemoan the differences. You are mosque and temple, idol house and Kaaba alike. Yet whenever I listen, I hear quarrels about your true address. The sun can't be smudged by profusion of dust motes. So speak, O treasure of vision. Which is mosque, and which is house of idols? No one has ever seen your face. The thousands watch, and though you've not yet budded, you attract 100 nightingales. What could it be? How colored and scented all the garden's birds have wandered. That rose compared to which all else pales. He's departed the oasis of essence and lodged at the inn of qualities, veiling his face in that sarai with the mask of names. And if he stays hidden, then whence all this commotion? And if he has been seen, then why this quarrel and mutual blame? All the above verses have been collected and presented under the rubric of love, and this epitome is entitled Lover's Being. And Allah knows all secret, hidden things.
We will have some music that will then take us into some silent meditation.